reason why, listen now. Another reason why I say that SDA is a cult, because SDA deals with Moses' law. SDA is stuck in the Old Testament. SDA, which means Seventh-day Adventist, is legalistic. They are in tradition and customs. They're God forbid to eat meat. When Jesus Christ, prime example, when Jesus Christ was resurrected, he said, do you have any meat to eat? And he ate some boiled fish. So if SDA was of God, if there was of the church, if there was of the scripture, they will follow everything that Jesus Christ did. Now, one of the reasons why I say that SDA is a cult, because Ellen G. White denied that Jesus Christ is God. Yes, he denied. And I'm going to show you in my description of this video that Ellen G. White said Jesus Christ was not truly God. And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, you are an antichrist. And you are not saved. You are still in your sin. So why I believe that SDA is a cult, because they hold on to the fourth commandment, and they are an organization that allowed abortion. They are an organization that allowed adultery or commit adultery. Anytime your spouse is living, and it's on the ground of fornication or unfaithfulness, that you can get married again. But if there's no form of infidelity, you should not get married. So one of the reasons why, and also, they think that Christians that go to church are the mark of the beast. So there's a lot of reason why I believe that Seventh-day Adventist is a cultic organization, because they're under the Catholic movement. And also, let me say it also, they're in a legalistic way, because they still pay tithes. Anytime you it is exactly, if I want a job, if I'm a Seventh-day Adventist and I want a job and I don't pay tithes, they call the church and say how faithful I'm in paying tithes. So, Seventh-day Adventist is a legalistic organization. They believe in the Old Testament, and they're stuck in the Old Testament, and they're not going to the New Testament. Now, the New Testament is a new covenant. The New Testament is to where Jesus Christ fulfilled the Old Testament. And if you all, Seventh-day Adventists, y'all believe in a woman that is a false prophetess, and she calls herself the spirit of prophecy. Now, they have a estate in Silver Spring, Columbia, which I used to work. And they have her, where she used to live. And when she died on a monument. Now, the monument is a masonry. A monument is a secret society. If you go downstairs to their estate, the first thing you see is the old female. The all-seeing eye is a secret society. That's it. The all-seeing eye is a secret society. So, when you say to me, I'm telling you that, but I know it's a fact, though, that suddenly they are lying to people about this thing. So, I'm going to tell you the only reason why I believe that they are a false religion. They are cultic, and David Koresh came out of the Adventists. Amen. And also, they believe that Michael, the archangel, is Jesus, equal to God. Amen. And they believe that the scapegoat, amen, was Lucifer. I'm talking about, because listen, I used to be Seventh-day Adventist in Jamaica. And they are still holding on to the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath rest is Jesus Christ. Well, see, the Sabbath of rest is Jesus Christ, because he said, come unto me, all ye that have a laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus Christ is our rest. Amen. Sabbath not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. And also, let me say this, Jesus Christ healed on the Sabbath. Let me tell you this. If your car breaks down, are you going to leave your car, or are you going to call the tow truck to tow your car? Now, if you call the tow truck to call to tow your car, that means you're working. You let somebody work on the Sabbath. So y'all don't really keep the Sabbath day. Amen. If you keep the Sabbath day, that means that you're under Moses' law. And if so, the Bible talk about thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or stuff, but y'all still do it. So I'm saying to you, my friend, and also I mentioned for y'all forbidden to eat meat. Amen. That's the reason why I believe in scripture that Seventh-day Adventist is a cult. And listen, they are a moving, large organization. They don't believe, don't believe in hell. They believe that hell is annihilation. They believe that God is too merciful to send people to hell. So if you are a Christian and you don't believe in hell, that means that you are a cult. That means that you are an organization that don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible talks about hell. The Bible talks about hell in Luke 16, chapter 19:32. God talks about hell in Matthew, the 25th chapter. What is it? What is this going to say? The sheep will be, the goat will be cast in out of darkness. They'll be weeping and gnashing their teeth. So if you don't believe in hell, they call hell a myth. I'm talking about Seventh-day Adventist. Why Seventh-day Adventist is a cult? Because they stuck in the Old Testament. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible says the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. So don't even believe Jesus Christ is God. If you ask a Seventh-day Adventist, do you believe that Jesus Christ is God? They say yes, but your founder didn't believe it. Ellen G. White writing say that Jesus Christ, and not only that, she say that Eve didn't commit this first sin. It was Adam. I'm talking about things that I know, my friend. Because I was once a Seventh-day Adventist, but now I'm not. That's why I believe strongly that Seventh-day Adventist is a cult like Jehovah's Witness, a cult like Mormons, cult. And they are very eloquent in the Bible. But that's why I tell people that let her kill it, but a spirit make a lot. So, Seventh-day Adventists don't have the Holy Ghost. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you will say that hell is real. You will say that heaven is real. Amen. So, I'm making a video to point the facts that why Seventh-day Adventists is a cult. And believe my friend, they are a cult because it's stuck in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a shadow of Jesus that had come. So when Jesus Christ come, he fulfilled the Old Testament. That's the reason why I believe that Seventh-day Adventist is a cult. But one of the reasons why, listen now. The reason why you are a Seventh-day Adventist is because you are following the masses of people. You're not following the potentate. You're not following a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You are following a religion. You are following a woman that have a false message. That's why you're a Seventh-day Adventist. You're not a Seventh-day Adventist because you love the Word of God. You love the Bible. You love the teaching of Jesus Christ. You love the teaching of Paul. You love the teaching of the Apostle. You are a Seventh-day Adventist because the masses of people that flock in a false message about a God that does not exist in your world. I'm telling you, why you're Seventh-day Adventist? You're Seventh-day Adventist because you are following Helen G. White, which was a Mason. She was a Mason because she got buried in a monument. Amen. Glory to God. Why they have an estate of her in Silver? Seventh-day Adventist, because five reasons why I became a Christian and not a Seventh-day Adventist. Five reasons. The first reason is
When I found out that Helen G. White was a false prophet, she's a false prophetess. The reason why they call Adventist because their advent didn't come to pass. That's number one. So number one was she's a false prophetess. Number two is they don't believe in the rapture. They don't believe in the caught up. They don't believe in, hey, glory to God, that the Bible says two going to be in the bed, one taken, two men going to be in the bed, one taken and the other be left. Two women going to be grinding at the mill, one taken and the other be left. And these two women was not having sex. These two women was grinding at the mill, one vanished and the other was left. That's number two. Number third reason, hey, glory to God, why? Because I believe in hell. I believe hell is not a fairy tale. I believe hell is not, they call it annihilation. Hell is real. Because if you say you believe in the Bible, and Jesus Christ preached more about hell, and you are saying that hell is a fairy tale, hell is a myth. Come on now. I used to work at, hey, glory to God, the headquarters as being a security officers on weekdays and weekend on Sunday. Amen. And to see that the people worship Helen G. White estate. Amen. So hell is real. Whether you believe hell does not exist, hell is real. And if you are a Bible student, because Jesus Christ told the Jews, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's number three. And the fourth reason, and glory to God, they believe that Jesus Christ was Michael the Archangel. Four reasons. The first reason is she's a false prophet. Second reason, I believe in rapture. Hey, glory to God. And the third reason, I believe in hell. And the fourth reason is, hey, glory to God, they believe that Michael is Jesus, the archangel. And the Bible says when the trump of God with an archangel, and they think the archangel is Jesus. Amen. Now, the fifth reason why, hey, glory to God, I got out of the 7-day event because they believe in the rest. And Jesus Christ say, Sabbath was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. So Jesus Christ is our rest. The Sabbath, glory to God, the law. We're not under law anymore. We're under grace. And the reason why, because we can't keep the law. Poor preacher. In St. John, the 8th chapter, get your Bible, I have time, and see the woman that was caught in an act of adultery, and they quote the scripture, and say, Jesus, Moses say, this woman should be stoned to death, but what you say? And the Bible say, Jesus Christ got on the ground, and he wrote on the ground, I don't know what he wrote on the ground, I'm not going to speculate what he wrote on the ground. And Jesus Christ say, he that without sin cast the first stone. Amen. So Jesus Christ is our rest. Amen. He is our rest. Because the Bible say, come unto me, all he that have laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's why I tell people the reason why I came out of Adventism is because, number one, Helen G. White is a false prophet. Number two, I believe in the rapture. Number three, hey, glory to God, I believe, hallelujah, in hell. Amen. Come on now. And four, Jesus Christ is not Michael the Archangel. And if you're listening to this, and if you're a 7-day Adventist, fact check me. Amen. 7-day Adventists, they're not Christians. Because if you are a Christian, you wouldn't be following a woman that built an organization with lies. were false prediction of the coming of Jesus Christ. And they call Satan the escape goat. They're forbidden to eat meat. They're forbidden. A lot of things they're forbidden, my friend. And I'm telling you, they even going after the dietary law. And that's what Jesus Christ told Peter, call no man common or unclean. But Peter said, Lord, nothing ever gone in my mouth common or clean. But he was making reference to calling no man common or unclean. And three men came down and told him, our master Cornelius called for thee. And when Peter went to Cornelius' house, in Acts the 9th chapter, Cornelius bowed to Peter, and Peter said, don't do that, because I'm a man like you are. And the Bible say, when it was preaching the gospel, the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles, which were Cornelius. And if they were speaking in tongue, and the Spirit of God gave utterance. And then they got baptized in Jesus' name. If you listen, SDA are not Christians. If you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you are not a Christian. And one of the reasons why, I'm still on number one, amen, about Helen G. White. Helen G. White was buried in a monument. The monument, it will signify masonry. Amen. Mason, she was a Mason. How can you be a servant of God and serving Satan? The Bible says you either love one and hate the other one. You cannot be a Mason and be a Christian. And even though some people say, we don't follow Helen G. White writings anymore, my friend, come on now. You're still on the SDA. You're still a Seventh-day Adventist. So SDA, they are not Christians. Because if you are a Christian, you will not be deviated to Helen G. White writings, because Helen G. White was a false prophet, and she was a false prophetess. She plagiarized a lot of writings and then made many books about her writing. Let me say this. Why worship a woman in her house? In Silver Spring, Maryland, they have their headquarters. Amen. And the headquarters have her estate where she used to live, whether it be California, wherever she lived. And the reason why, listen, Jesus Christ say in Matthew 7:21, 22 and 23, he said, not everyone say, Lord, Lord, going to enter the kingdom of God. It's not your confession. It's your profession. Many will say that day, Lord, we cast out demon. Lord, we've done many wonderful work. Now, there's not a lot of wonderful work in the community. They build hospitals. And let me say another thing about a hospital. You all believe in abortion. Yes, you believe in abortion. You believe in the fetus and killing the embryo. And you call yourself a Christian? In urgent care, if a woman want to have abortion, they give her abortion. And you call yourself a Christian organization? SDA is not a Christian organization, but a satanic organization. They honor the Pope. They honor the Catholic or they. And it's amazing, people in Africa, people in Jamaica, people to Trinidad, a lot of people that don't read the Bible, don't live by the Bible. Amen. Come on now. They might quote the Bible, but they're not living the Word of God. If you are living the Word of God, you will see the error. That's in Seventh-day Adventists. But multitude of masses are follower of Helen G. White. The woman's dead, but y'all still are going by her writing because y'all are cult. Y'all cult. Y'all cult. Advent because they've been predicting the advent of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible say, if you read the Bible, the Bible said, no one know the time or the hour when the Son of Man going to come. So if these people call themselves Advent, Seventh Adventists, they are a cult. And many people are following the cult movement because it's growing, it's multitude of people. And listen, my friend, if you're following Seventh Day Adventists, you are following a cult. The Bible said, the blind lead the blind and both fall into the ditch. So there are many people that follow the Seventh Day Adventists and they're following them to a cult movement. And I'm telling you, look up the word Advent. Find out the reason why they call them Advent. Advent was predicting of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, no one know the why.
And many people, listen, and many people are brainwashed. And the only thing I tell people to do is fact check me. Fact check me and tell and see that the reason why Adventists mean that they predicted Matthew 24:36 say, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, including women. And Miller Lite and Miss White, that calls herself a prophetess, she had many dreams, she had many visions, and she had a lot of writing, over 40 books. And to paralyze, she copied other writings and made books of it. And she wasn't arrested. And I'm telling people, fact check my information that why Seventh Day Adventists is a cult movement. Because anytime you're going to say Michael the Archangel was Jesus, anytime you say you don't believe in hell, anytime you say you believe in rapture, those are doctrinal teaching. And the Seventh Day Adventists, hey, glory to God, they say that Christians are the mark of the beast. They say Christians that go to church on Sunday are the mark of the beast. Amen. And we know that we celebrate Sunday not because of Constantine. We celebrate Sunday because Jesus resurrected on the first day. The first day is supposed to be Sunday. So I'm not just saying this that Constantine changed the day of worship. And guess what? We don't worship a day. We worship a person. And the person is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ was at, hey, glory to God, he was at the lady at the well. The lady at the well, hey, glory to God, is a prime example. Jesus Christ had put her in her place and tell her, amen. When Jesus told her, hey, glory to God, about the hour cometh and now is. Amen. Amen. Jesus told this woman, amen, that is not. This is what Jesus Christ. Jesus said unto her, the woman, believe me, the hour is coming when ye shall neither in this mountain or yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is not of Ellen G. White organization or the Seventh Day Adventist organization. But Jesus Christ told the woman, but the hour is now is when the true worshipers, amen, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He didn't say worship on a day. Amen. He said worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such worshiping. God is a spirit. God is not Ellen G. White. God is not Ellen G. White teaching or writing. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And there are a lot of people, they have fallen into Ellen G. White teaching. And I'm saying this because, listen, when I used to work at Ellen G. White headquarters, these people were very religious. They were so enthused about this lady living condition. They call the estate like how Christian we want to go where Jesus walked, like Bethlehem and and Nazareth and all the places, they wanna go in Silver Spring headquarters and worship where this lady lived. She was a human being. It's like the Catholic worship Mary. Yes, we thank God for Mary for bringing forth Jesus. But Mary was an instrument. Helen G. White, not even an instrument. Helen G. White is a false prophetess. But in the book of Colossians, this is what I say. But let no man therefore judge you. That's Colossians 2:16. Let no man judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day, nor the new moon or a Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. It didn't say Helen G. White. Let no man beguile you in reward of voluntary humility and worship of angels. See, Seventh Adventists, they worship more angels than worship Jesus Christ. Intrudes into those things which he have not seen, vainly puffed up by your fleshly minds. What I'm saying to you, why they call themselves Adventists? Because it's an event that didn't come to pass and it's still incorrect. Now, there's some people that's weaning away from their teaching, but they're still calling themselves Seventh-day Adventists. They can preach, they can teach, but if it dissect them, they are false. Anytime you're going to say the rapture is a myth, what about the rapture? Amen. What about the rapture? Is the rapture myth? Is the caught up? Listen, you ain't got to call it. You ain't got to call it the rapture. You can call it caught up. But the Bible, it speaks about the rapture. It speaks about the caught up. And there are a lot of people going to miss the rapture. They're going to be left behind because they fallen a woman that been dead for years and is still obeying and still worshiping her estate and still worshiping even where she buried. But the Bible specifically talk about, hey, glory to God, the caught up. It talk about a rapture. The Bible don't say the rapture, but it talk about, hey, glory to God, verse 16. And it say, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. They believe in soul sleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. They think the archangel was Jesus. They think the archangel Michael was Jesus. With the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm telling you, if you are in this church called Seventh-day Adventist, get out while you have a chance. Because when you get left behind, my friend, you are wondering, that preacher was preaching the truth, but I didn't take heed to the teaching of the word of God. Fact check me, my friend. Amen. Someone asked a question, what's the difference between a cult and a Christian? A cult is almost like a Christian, except when you dissect their belief, they become cult. Example, just as Seventh-day Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists believe the Bible. They read the Bible. They believe Jesus. But when they dissect, they don't believe the teaching of Jesus. They believe the teaching of Helen G. White. They believe the teaching of Helen G. White. When she died, she got buried under a monument.
Amen. So Helen G. White was a false prophetess. So the difference between a Christian and a cult is they are just alike, but when they dissect their teaching, they become dangerous, just like the Seventh-day Adventists. They are a dangerous cult movement. Glory to God.